You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
I love you all, each and every single football friend up and down this very football world. I love you all. Thank you for putting your ears towards The Football Hour audio. I've got you a little present just to say thank you for giving me your ears. Do you want it? Oh yeah, you want it. Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. This trendy feature is about the BBC gossip column. The BBC Goss Call is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from football world. I know and you know. Every morning you get into work and you have to sit in a meeting with your boss about why you keep charging your nights out onto the work account. Well, bore off, Martin. How on earth was I going to afford that £225 bar bill from the slug and lettuce? Come on, Martin. Let the company pay for it. Then, after the meeting, you have a decision to make. Should you crack on with some proper work or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, I know, and you know, you always pick the BBC gossip column because it is a brilliant, brilliant column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. Oh yes, are you ready, Goss Pickers? We're at that point of the week again. We are here, we are ready, we are waiting for that music to come. Here we go. In at number 10, the indie boys of the Independent say Man United will make a move for Mesut Ozil this January as his contract talks with Arsene continue to stall. 9 in the chart, Spanish newspaper Marca state Everton could be tempted to move for Atletico Madrid striker Kevin Gamero in January. The France forward is yet to start for the Spanish club this season and faces more competition when Diego Costa returns at the start of the year. At 8, straight in at 7, I haven't put number 8 in, the Daily Star men announce Arsenal want to swap striker Alexis Sanchez for PSG winger Julian Draxler. I can't believe I missed number 8. Highest new entry. At 6, the Edinburgh News are shouting Celtic could expect offers for striker Lee Griffiths from a host of Premier League clubs, according to Scotland assistant manager Mark McGee. Boom, 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 boom. Into the top 5, ESPN state Inter Milan are interested in Arsenal player Mesut Ozil, though they do not think they can sign the 28-year-old. At 4 and down 2 spots, it's amazing, everyone's down 2 spots at number 4. The telly boys at The Telegraph preach that Alexander Lacazette says he will try and persuade Atletico Madrid's Antoine Griezmann to join the Gunners in the summer. Up 10 places to number 3, Italian press say Juventus defender Giorgiano Chiellini is set to sign a new contract despite being wanted by Chelsea. Our number 2 hit, the Daily Star are saying Everton will not renew their interest in Arsenal's Giroud when the transfer window opens in January. Bum, bum. And our number 1 gossip this week from the BBC gossip column is from the Daily Mail, and the Daily Mail men say Arsenal are after Mario Balotelli if Alexis Sanchez leaves the club. Arsenal fans, what do you think of that? That's incredible, you're getting Balotelli. Oh, that's going to go well. Arsene Wenger and Mario Balotelli. I think Arsenal are going to get warts all over by Mario, I think. Right, shall we have a little tiny, tiny, little idgy, minchy, tiny, tiny break? And then shall I come back and do some in-depth analysis on that chart show and try and work out what was meant to be number 8 in the chart, which I totally missed off the list? Come on, guys, I've got to do a lot of prep for the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
All right, my little goss pickers. How you doing? Did you enjoy the little chart show countdown when I'm going to delve deeper into the goss? and find out what these newspapers are on about. The Independent is saying Man United are going to get Mesut Ozil. Really find that an interesting move. Where did Mesut Ozil play his best football in his career? I believe at Real Madrid, under which manager? Jose Mourinho. Where is Jose Mourinho at the moment? Manchester United. I could see that one happening. I could really see that one happening. And Mesut Ozil proving England wrong that he is a world-class player. Everton, they want to stop their striker problems by buying Kevin Gamero from Atletico Madrid in Spain. The guy hasn't been playing at all for Atletico this season. Diego Costa is returning. I think this could be a move that works for all parties. I think Gamero's a great player. He just he was banging them in for Seville before he got his move to the red and white half of Madrid. And he's still got pace. He's still in and around the French squad sometimes, despite them having so much talent. And he's a great player. Number eight. Well, what is wrong with me? I just didn't put the number eight gossip in. Shall I just make something up? Okay, number eight, the Sun are saying that Lionel Messi is going to sign for Leeds United after being a big admirer of the club for many a decade. Well, Lionel, we're not playing very well at the moment, and I'm looking forward to watching you play for the Mighty Whites. If you could sign my shirt, that'd be great, and sort of just sign it to Alex at the Football Hour. Lots of love, Messi. That'd be great. Thanks, mate. All right, looking forward to seeing you in January. Thanks, Messi. Straight at seven, the Daily Star are saying Arsenal want to swap Alexis Sanchez for Julian Draxler. So we keep hearing noise about Sanchez going to PSG. Every single week I keep doing a story about him going. Someone else is coming this way, someone's going that way. It sounds like he's going to go. Where's he going to fit into that team? Unless they get rid of Cavani, who is having fights with Neymar. Well, they're not anymore, are they? They used to be having fights. Now we're going to Scotland. We don't have many Scotland gossip on the Pick of the Goss, but I like it when we do. Celtic striker Lee Griffiths could be getting some offers from a host of Premier League clubs, according to his Scotland assistant manager, Mark McGee. Mark McGee, why don't you just keep your mouth shut? What? Who's Mark McGee? And, well, I know who Mark McGee is because it says there, it's a Scotland assistant manager, but Celtic fans must be thinking, just shut your mouth, mate. He's our striker. Into the top five, Inter Milan, we're back on Mesut Ozil. They want to buy Mesut Ozil, but they don't think they're going to be able to sign him. Maybe it's because he's going to Man United, like we said earlier in the Goss call. At four, new Arsenal striker Lacazette is trying to persuade his mate Antoine Griezmann to join Arsenal in the summer. Isn't that the job of Arsene Wenger? Really? That is the job of Arsene Wenger. I can't believe it. Wenger, mate. You're on about £9 million a year to manage that club, and I think you're in charge of the transfers as well, so I think it's your job to be texting Griezmann. But I really like to see Antoine Griezmann in the Premier League. I really like him as a player. Into number three, Juventus defender is set to sign a new contract. That defender is Chiellini. And Chelsea still want him, though. But he's 33. Do you really want him? I don't think that's ever going to happen. Number two, the Daily Star are saying Everton will not go back to Arsenal to get Olivier Giroud. Everton, go and get him. You've just bought Gylfi Sigurdsson, who provides a brilliant cross. You've got Everton. You've got Wayne Rooney, who's a brilliant dead ball taker and a great... Well, he is a great passer, Wayne Rooney, and can deliver a great cross. You've got Leighton Baines, good crosser. What is Olivier Giroud good at? Heading, scoring, one-touch finishes. I'd go for Giroud over Kevin Gamero, but it depends which one you can get. Giroud still plays for the French national team. He starts with Antoine Griezmann, so it's going to take you a lot of money to persuade Giroud. And our number one gossip, where has this one come from? If Alexis Sanchez leaves Arsenal are going to bring in Mario Balotelli, because it's gone so well for him in the Premier League beforehand, hasn't it? Isn't he doing fine in France? Just sorting himself out, playing well. He doesn't need to come back to Arsenal. Well, he's never been at Arsenal, but he doesn't need to come back to the Premier League where he'll just get hounded by the English press. He'll eventually leave in some, I don't know, some mad state of affairs where he ends up burning down the Arsenal training ground. You know what Balotelli does. I'm sure that's not going to happen. I am positive, Arsenal fans, that's not going to happen. Okay, that has been Pick of the Goss. You're listening to The Football Hour. I'm Alex Mearns.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's at The Football Hour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there. And you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. And for every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, at the Football Hour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts at the Football Hour. Go follow at the Football Hour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow at the Football Hour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.